Welcome to Tank Talk with Teddy, a podcast talking all things related to residential oil tanks. You have questions? Teddy has answers.
Simple Tank, this is Teddy. How can I help you?
Hi, Teddy. My name is Chris. I'm a resident in Union, and I've been searching for quite some time for a company to come and remove an oil tank that is under my single car driveway. I kind of abandoned it about 5 years ago. I switched over to gas, and I know I have to take care of this removal of this tank and you know, finalize that everything is all right with the ground as well. Looking online, just at all these different companies in the area, it just appears that your company just gets great reviews all around, hundreds and hundreds of reviews. Everybody's very pleased with your company, and other area companies don't get such a great rep. You know, even the Brinks company, most of their reviews are just bad. They're not even people half satisfied. It's just one stars.
Yeah.
And you're saying, don't use this company, don't use this company. So I'm kind of wanting to understand the process and how all of this comes about to have this tank on my property removed.
Sure, absolutely. I could definitely help you with that and walk you through that. And I appreciate the fact that you've done your research, and we really do pride ourselves on those reviews and getting, you know, getting those reviews at the end of the project. We work really hard to satisfy our customers because, you know, we really, those reviews help us, obviously, as it is, you know, helping in this situation because you're calling about, you know, you see our reviews. So we do work very hard to gather those reviews.
It's a single family house with a single car garage, a single driveway garage, and the tank is under the driveway. It's not under the ground. It's not under the lawn. It's under the paved driveway.
Okay, what is the address of the property? I'm going to look it up on Google just to see the access.
Okay, it's
Coolidge,
and it's just accessible from the street. It's just, you know, over the sidewalk and you're on the driveway. And very easy access. I had a bunch of questions as to, you know, what happens after it's out and just the whole process of, you know, my home is meticulously kept. I have beautiful lawns. You know, the sidewalks were just replaced. You know, what kind of damage is done? How much of the lawn gets damaged from all the digging in the driveway? I have a lot of questions.
Sure, absolutely. No, I could kind of go through the process with you. I'm looking at the front of your house right now. It looks like it looks like a white siding. It has a one car garage.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm.
Of the one car garage.
Exactly, perfect. So the way that I would get this project done, I would come in there. We would dig down to the top of that tank. The material that I'm going to pull off the top of that tank, I would I would keep it all within the driveway area. So the grass would, as long as that tank is within that driveway, there should be no damage at all to the grass area or the Belgian block or anything like that. It should just be within the driveway.
Okay, yeah, I understand the job that has to be done. If they have to dig all this dirt, I don't know, in such a short period of time that it will be, you know, out of the hole. We could cover or do something with one of the lawns on the side if they had to put it somewhere to try to preserve just removing the tarp and it's fine underneath. But, you know, you got to do what you have to do. I get it. But, you know, I'm just, you know, concerned that, you know, minimal or no damage to whatever doesn't have to be damaged in this process.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to try everything we can to do to keep all the damage to minimal. So, yeah, I would not want to use your grass area as a staging area. If anything, you know, it's nice and clear. I could swing in the driveway, put the material into a truck. There's a lot of different ways you could go about it.
Okay.
But there's definitely, as long as that tank's within that driveway, there should be no damage at all to the grass or Belgian
block. Other tanks in the neighborhood have been removed. And with experience of other tanks being removed, it is just within the driveway, but
perfect.
You know, from house to house, they do. It could be completely different in another house.
Of course, absolutely. But yeah, we would take care of everything for you as far as the permits go with Union Township. We would overnight the permit application to you, to the township, and the township would approve them. They take about five business days in Union to approve them. Okay. Once they approve your permits, we are about a week and a half out in our schedule. So we'll contact you and let you know, hey, we're scheduled for this date. The town's going to come out. We schedule it the same day. So the town's going to come out the same day we pull your tank. They're going to do a visual inspection along with us as well. I mean, we are certified by the DEP. So between the contractor and the town, you're going to have a visual inspection done. As long as that visual inspection passes, there's no signs of a discharge, then we're going to be able to backfill your hole, take the tank away. We would backfill in the driveway area with stone, okay, because you're going to want to be able to drive over that day. So, you know, you could definitely do that. The only thing we don't do is we don't do the final restoration, so the driveway repair work.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah, you'll fill it all in, and it's up to me to have the driveway refinished. When I had abandoned the oil tank and put the gas in, my driveway was in good shape. And at the time, it was just like, I'm going to rip out a driveway that's perfectly good. And I kind of waited and waited and waited because I figured I'll take the tank out when I need a new driveway. And now I really need a new driveway.
Okay.
So I'm anxious to get a new driveway, but I'm not going to certainly put one in with the oil tank there.
That's smart. You'd be surprised. I mean, we just did one the other day with brand new driveway. We had to dig through it because they forgot when they pulled the tank, they didn't pull the vent pipe, they didn't pull the copper line, so the buyer thought the tank was still there, and we were getting some metal readings in a brand-new driveway. We had to, unfortunately, dig through. It was such a shame, and there was nothing there. So
once all these permits go through and there is an actual date set to do a project, how long does it take to get that out? Is it a day job, one day?
Oh, yeah. It's a one-day process. We come in, we dig down to the top of the tank, we cut a hole in the top of it, we remove any material that's inside the tank, we enter the tank, we wipe it down completely dry, and then we pull it from the ground. And once we pull it, then that's when the town's going to want to come out. They want to see the tank out of the ground. Once they come and see it, they'll look in the hole, look at the tank, and then they'll say, okay, everything looks good. We backfill with stone, take the tank away, and you're done. Everything will be done in one day.
Okay, now what is a process? Now, after the tank is out, what happens and what is the process after that tank is out? Is it as quick as the town just looking at it and then all the paperwork is done and it's that quick?
Well, so, yeah, once the project is done that day, so the town is going to require a scrap receipt for where the tank gets disposed of and also an oil manifest for wherever we dispose of the oil. So we run our tanks and our oil gets run in a bulk scenario. So we, you know, once a week we have someone come and pump our material out of our from our property. Then we run our scrap, you know, once a week. So essentially within a week you'll have all the documents that the town will need will get submitted to the township, and we'll send you your summary letter that you'll have everything with photos of the job showing everything that was done.
Okay, just hopefully. I'm being told by lots of people and even the insurance company that at one time insured this tank that the fact that it's under the driveway and not the lawn is a good protection over the years for it, and that, you know, hopefully it's just a clean removal. I never had any issue with my heat, never had any water in the tank. So hopefully it's just a clean removal.
Yeah, those are all good signs. I mean, that's definitely all good signs for sure. We're familiar, but we do a ton of work in Union, and it's really a 50-50 thing in Unions. Like, you know, really some of these tanks that have been in there for a really long time and they're great condition, and then some of them that are fairly new. When I say fairly new, I mean put in the 60s or 70s, and they're not in good condition. So, you know, there's so many different variables that come into play, but it's not like if you lived in Cranford, I would tell you almost – guarantee there's going to be a problem because it's such a high groundwater table there and the water just eats away at the tanks.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, let's do what we have to do to, move the process along. I mean, I don't know how much more I have to investigate a company. I really do need to take care of this, and let's just move ahead with whatever has to be done to, for me to get, you know, an estimate and for you to look at this, and then I can decide if and when we can do this.
Sure, yeah. Our process is basically very simple. So I have a perfect view of the front of the house. So access, I know, is not an issue. So I could quote this right through the email. So everything we do is electronic. As soon as we hang up, I'll email you out a proposal. Within that proposal, it'll have all our terms, and it'll also show you an example of what your summary report is going to look like once the project is complete. If you decide you want to move forward with our company, it's an electronic signature. You just click approve, type in your name, and then that'll get the process started. We'll send you a link for a deposit. We take a 50% deposit. You can pay with a credit card. And then we overnight the application to Union. The next time you hear from us will be when Union calls and says, hey, your permits are approved.
And now let me ask you one other quick question. The workers that come... are they usually the same workers on job to job, or you have tons and tons of workers that just get dispersed? Because I want to be able to, when I'm here, be able to communicate with somebody. And I find most of the time when you're dealing with contractors, nobody speaks English.
You will not have that problem with my my company. We actually
only
have one gentleman out of the – we have a crew of five guys that are out in the field, and only one gentleman actually speaks English and Spanish. But, that, you know, yeah, absolutely, we'll have no issues with that. The project manager that I would assign to your project, he is our top guy. So his name is Matt. You have no issues communicating with him at all.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just in the past have dealt with people on the phone and completely fine communicating, and then they come to replace the roof on my house, and not one person speaks English. And I'm trying to relay and tell, you know, what's this and what's that, and there's nobody speaks English, and you're kind of left to not be able to communicate with anybody who's really doing a major job on your property.
I can completely understand. I actually was renovating houses for a while back in 2016, and I had that same problem with a lot of contractors, so I definitely understand where you're coming from, and that will not be an issue here.
Okay, great. Okay, then I'll wait to hear from you in an email, and let me read everything all over, and we'll see about getting this process done. It's a good time to do it now since I'm home.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do a lot of communicating via text. Would you like to give me your cell phone number?
Okay.
You found us on Google, just looking around?
Yeah, just looking around, I got to tell you, I've had my brother is a contractor, and he flips houses. And I have a lot of realtor friends who buy old homes up in Bernardsville and have to take oil tanks out. And they're always coming across that oil tank, you know, buying and selling a house. That oil tank's got to come out. And everybody was referring me to a lot of people said, use Brinks. That's who we use. You go online. And more than 70% of all of their reviews all over the internet are just outright bad.
Yeah,
I can understand, you know, every once in a while, you know, somebody's just ridiculous and, a bad review here and there on a company, you know. But when you see more than almost 70% of the people, like, didn't even give it a star and said this company's horrible, don't use them. I mean... I'm sure you go online and see that. Yeah, if I'm reading reviews and there's a couple of hundred reviews and every 10th one is bad, not a big deal. But when you're reading reviews and there's 300 and 70% of them don't even get a star and say this company is horrible, don't use them, you got to kind of think maybe there's something to that. But, like, I was on your site, and some of the other nearby companies, too, don't get such good ratings. There's another one nearby that gets very, very good ratings. I don't remember what it was. It was not far from here. But when I came across yours, I mean, there were, like, 323 reviews on just a Google site alone, not even Yelp or all the other ones. And I tell you, everyone was pretty 4 to 5 star. And that's really good. That makes you kind of lean a little bit more toward saying, okay, a lot of people are happy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's something that we, like I said earlier, is something that we really work hard to, you know, from the time you call our company to the time we close out your project, we are, you know, working hard to satisfy our clients, to keep them happy so we can get those reviews, because social proof is huge these days. And, you know, just like you're doing, everybody goes online and does their research. So.
Okay, and then you do, if I do decide, if I make the decision, do they come out to assess anything first?
Nobody would come out.
Is there any reason that you would come here before?
No, unless I couldn't get a visual sight on it, if it was in the backyard, then yes. But because it's right front, easy access, I got a perfect view online. There's not necessary for someone to come out.
Okay. Yeah, it's very easy access from the street. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're all good. I have everything I need. I'll get this out to you.
Okay.
And, yeah, we'll go from there. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Okay, sounds great.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye.